Okay, there we go, everyone. Good morning. Welcome to today's pre-market trade plan session, which is our opportunity, as you know, for us to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. So we're going to identify a couple of sort of interesting developments for these markets. As you probably know, we are positioning ourselves for a bit of further weakness across the indices markets and weakness as well in our further weakness, should I say, in the dollar. And that's after a short period, you know, 10 days of relative strength in many of those markets. So we're looking for opportunities, very specifically looking for opportunities for a bit of rollover and price action. Now, we started to get some of those opportunities begin to come through yesterday. So we're looking for very specific opportunities in very specific markets for very specific reasons. Now, there's a couple of elements which I'm going to discuss with you in just a moment in terms of difficulties with that process. So what we'll do is let's get straight into it then, and we'll start, we'll explain it in a little bit more detail, kind of pretty much what's happening with these markets. And we'll start, of course, with our risk warning. Take a brief moment to familiarize yourself, of course, with our risk warning currently up on the screen. And as a quick introduction, all profitable traders, of course, need to consider which markets to trade, where do we then enter and exit these markets, how do we manage risk, of course. Trade management is an important feature, along with trade psychology. So it's a collective approach. No matter really what your actual strategy is, you've got to give some consideration to these important elements of trading any particular market. And just to let you know, we address these considerations every day in our live trade rooms about each trade, and we are strong advocates of trying to maintain a high degree of consistency. Markets can go through periods of incredible indecision and uncertainty. What's important for us is that we don't get caught up in that sort of uncertainty where we're just throwing trades into the markets and we don't really have a methodology behind them. So it's important to remain somewhat consistent in your decision making. Be accurate with the levels we're using. So if we look at support and resistance, we want prices to trigger those levels. So there is a high degree of accuracy in that. Be disciplined with your capital in terms of making sure that you understand the market conditions that you're trading. And sometimes you get opportunities to increase trade size. Other times you have probably the correct decision would be to reduce trade size. So it's an ongoing discussion around market dynamics. So being disciplined with your capital is obviously very important. It's your hard-earned cash. You know, we want to protect your capital first, and then we want to be able to grow it over time, and patience as well fits in with this quite nicely. So that's just a broad overview of trading financial markets. Let's start with a potential review of market moving news. So from a data-driven perspective, I just want to touch upon a couple of elements. So yesterday was a relatively quiet day. We just had the conclusion, and I think there's still counts being completed, but we actually have the Liberal Party in Canada. They have secured, it seems, victory in that election. And that means Mark Carney, former central banker, is now Prime Minister of Canada in his own right, having what looks to be effectively won the Canadian election. So that's quite interesting because his view in terms of dealing with Trump is a little bit more confrontational and perhaps aggressive, perhaps than other parties if they won. So the Canadian people have kind of voted with their feet now for him to follow through with that. So we'll see what that means for the Canadian economy, and we'll monitor the CAD quite quickly. But it's an interesting little social experiment to see, you know, what the Canadian people actually feel and think about the current situation with the US and voting in a globalist, really, as their prime minister is an interesting move. Okay, so we've got a lot of smaller data points over the course of today. The only pretty significant move is JOLTS job openings. Expected 7.5 million jobs to be added, to be available in the US economy. We are still above the highs from pre-COVID, you know, the 2019 highs. So we're still trading at those levels. So from a jobs perspective, quite strong. Have a quick look at consumer confidence numbers, expected to be dropping even further. So this is a really interesting development. If we go from November to 111 down to the forecast of 87, there's a significant drop in these surveys. And what's that? Sort of a 24. So you're looking at a 25% drop in 25 to 30% drop in something like consumer confidence, which should be a big negative flag for these industry markets. Now, Wednesday, we've got an awful lot of additional news events for the Canadian economy. We'll get a bit of an update there on the inflationary dynamic. We'll get PMI manufacturing numbers expected to come in a little bit weaker. So this is like the trade war between the US and China is a big development. We've got this back and forth as to whether the US is speaking with China or not. The US is saying, yeah, we're in high-level talks with China. China are saying absolutely not. An interesting headline as well in Bloomberg around that, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe it was on the mobile platform. I can't quite recall. Okay, so there's a few other elements to these markets which we need to be really mindful of. So Wednesday is a more significant day. We've got quite a lot of news events tomorrow. So we'll discuss them tomorrow morning in a little bit more detail. We've got German inflation numbers. There's quite a few inflation numbers coming out, and we'll see where things sit really for these economies. ADP for the US economy in terms of private sector jobs, we'll see they're looking to dip slightly. We've got core PCE at 3 o'clock for tomorrow, really, really important day. This is an almost unbelievable turnaround in core PCE price index. So 0.4 to 0.1. And this is a personal consumption expenditure. So maybe it's fear and anxiety around not just the recession, but obviously these global tariffs, maybe they're causing the US consumer to pull back somewhat. And we've got the BOJ on Thursday, and we finished the week with non-farm payroll numbers on Friday. So quite an important trading week, really, in many ways. Right, so what does that mean for now? So I alluded at the beginning, if I just bring up our charts, I alluded to a couple of dynamics which are, unfortunately for our sell trades in the S&P and the NASDAQ, are actually playing out. And the first one is around corporate earnings. So let me just share the screen with you briefly. And so this is investing.com. And all it really does is give you a little bit of a snapshot in terms of how well these companies are performing from a revenue perspective. So did they come in line, or are they exceeding revenue levels? And what we can see, and this is just a very, very quick snapshot. Sorry, guys. It's a very, very quick snapshot of some decent sized companies and how their revenue numbers are actually performing. And as you can see, out of all the markets on the whole screen, I mean, I won't go. It gets a bit more difficult the lower down you go, but let's just take the top of this. These are all your highest performing, largest market cap. Sorry, there, guys. I lost you there briefly. Apologies for that. I don't know why that happened yesterday as well, didn't it? So we need to look into that. Apologies. Okay, so just looking at a bit of a snapshot. I mean, what we're really talking about is the fact that there's this pull forward element with these tariffs coming in. If you've got a barrier at which point you know prices are going to go up, what you might end up doing is you might be a little bit more proactive perhaps to secure certain orders prior to those prices going up. So it's an understandable reaction. But what it's created is this pull forward dynamic. So whatever spending was penciled in for perhaps further down the year, a lot of that expenditure has been pulled forward. And we're seeing this play out in the figures. So although we've got really negative fundamentals behind these markets in terms of these tariffs, firstly, in Q1, it looks like we're getting really good positive numbers. Let me show you this again. And tomorrow, don't forget, we're going to be... I'll just share Microsoft and Meta. And then on Thursday, we've got Amazon and... Excuse me, I can't quite remember off the top of my head. Amazon and... Let me confirm those for you. So, it's quite a lot, a huge amount tomorrow. A huge amount today, should I say. So, Microsoft and Meta tomorrow evening. And then on Thursday, we've got Amazon. Amazon and Apple, of course. Yeah, so that's on Thursday. So Thursday night. So we've got some very important large cap corporate earnings coming out. And it looks on the surface as if there's a high degree of kind of positivity around those. And it's creating a bit of a false market dynamic. The other thing that's causing a bit of a problem for these markets is around Donald Trump's rhetoric with these tariffs. And what he's doing, you can see the little headline here, that stocks advance on auto tariffs reprieve. So every time Donald Trump, you know, rose back a little bit on his policy, and he's done so in a few sort of different capacities now, and may do so as well on the pharma side of things as well. If he's rowing back on these tariff policies, then it's very likely to be net positive for the US economy. And the reason being is the US economy was performing particularly well prior to this self-inflicted sort of broad tariff policy that's just been rolled out in a very kind of, as you know, very haphazard way. So there is more targeted ways in which you can conduct your business without insulting everyone and without getting other countries and other leaders to kiss your ass, as I think he alluded to. So like, it's very, and what we're getting is really tough talk from China now saying, look, he's a bully. We can survive without him, which is absolutely what China would ideally like, is for the US to lose some of its major influence, because China can then fit that gap. So all self-inflicted, which is really, really unfortunate. However, if he continues to row back, we probably anticipate he wouldn't to a large degree, just because of his ego really might prevent him from doing it. But if he rows back on a lot of the decisions that have been made around tariffs, then that does present a bit of positivity for financial markets. Purely due to the fact that the market was really performing really, really well and was at all-time highs before Trump actually got into power. So all self-inflicted. That's the downside. So between four, you know, this pull forward dynamic with improved corporate earnings and Donald Trump beginning to make steps to kind of row back on his position. And we're going to be fascinated to see where we are when this 90 days are over in terms of exactly where things sit, because I think he understands a little bit more now. We're not even fully too sure at this point exactly what the US want from trade negotiations. They haven't really put forward a significant framework that is coherent in terms of what they're looking to achieve. And they keep talking about non-trade barriers and things like currency manipulation, things like that. So what is it they're wanting these, you know, like if many of these countries in Africa, Botswana and in Asia, like Thailand and Philippines, you know, what does he want them to do? Because they're not wealthy enough to be able to buy very expensive US products. And the island with the penguins, McDonald Islands, you know, who's he negotiating with? Which head penguin is he talking to? And how are those negotiations going? And what does he want those penguins to do? You know, these are all the questions that we really kind of need answering. Because it's that ridiculous. So we have to kind of see how this thing plays out. But so going back to the charts, not hugely surprised we're getting a little bit of positive momentum. Didn't quite break these lower levels just yesterday, but still, if we're still looking for sell trades now, if we do continue to rally to the upside, we'd be looking to sell at higher prices. So we know what we're looking to trade. We know the direction which we want to trade these markets. Could we get some short-term sort of bullish dynamics? The answer is probably yes, for those reasons that I've just discussed. But as soon as that dynamic or rhetoric, or as soon as a bit of bad news again, you know, you'll get that drop and that side of the dynamics. Regarding the dollar, we're still in favor of dollar weakness. So we got a bit of a breakout yesterday in the euro dollar. We've rallied higher. We've kind of pulled back a little bit. Our bias, higher highs and higher lows, is still very much to the upside. And the dollar yen, we've had a good strong rally to the downside. We're in a good bit of profit on that particular trade. We're pulling back currently. We're looking for another leg to the downside there. Same for the euro dollar and the dollar yen. So let's see how this thing plays out. We're also in crude oil. So we're in a few trades already to see if we can capitalize on those trades. So yesterday was quite a bearish day in the end for crude oil, and we were able to get that. If I just zoom in just a little bit. If I get this out of the way. So there's our entry just below yesterday's daily low. It was a breakout of this little range last night, wasn't it? And gaining further momentum. It may prove to be quite slow. So we're in most of the trades that we kind of want to be in already. Yeah, gold, there's probably a sell trade below the 32.55. You can see for 5 days we've been really moving sideways. Could we be creating a floor and ceiling in order to rally again? Absolutely. So that's what we'll be looking at. So we're really, again, continuing to just focus our attention on the S&P, the NASDAQ, the dollar pairs, and crude oil. So we've got a few to be, and we're certainly leaning towards on the weaker side for these markets in terms of the indices, commodities, weaker commodities, crude oil, reducing demand, you know, concern around the consumer and the economy and tariffs. So there's a lot of sort of negativity, and we're just getting this resilience, this resilient bounce, which is makes things a little bit uncomfortable. But we know we're looking to sell at higher prices if we do continue to rally. So it's going to be one of those trading dynamics which might be difficult to put your finger on it. Now markets go up and down all the time, so there might be some short-term sell trades to take advantage of. We were really looking for these markets when we were down at these lows to continue to break through these lows, because there is quite a bit of support just below these levels, and we need to sort of break away from those support levels. And then these trades could turn really quite bearish very, very quickly. So we're looking for a very specific trade. And we'll have a look at it's the 61.35 as well for crude oil. So that's an opportunity that you may want to consider, the 61.32, sorry. So really, I mean, our trade plan can remain pretty much the same because nothing's really changed. So we've got a broadly mixed market dynamic. We've got this nervously bullish market conditions. We've got bond yields looking slightly softer. A good proxy is the 10-year, and that's the 30-year is all these US bond yields are just calming right now, so that we're getting a bit of a rollover in that respect. Just zoom in a little bit. So this is the panic that kicked in pretty much 2 weeks ago, which made Donald Trump reverse his decision. And since then, we've rolled back. So we've retraced probably 50% of that short-term massive rally in US bond yields due to the collective dumping, really, of US treasuries. So it caused a bit of panic for Donald Trump, I'm sure. And we've retraced probably 50% of that initial move. So we're going to see, and he's going to continue to soften, or could we get another rally to the upside? If it's another rally to the upside, it means big problems for the US administration and Donald Trump. And if it starts to continue to soften, then it would probably allow the Fed as well to make decisions regarding cutting rates, especially if inflation and is lower and the job numbers still remain pretty strong. So our trade plan is around a weaker dollar post this current pullback. So we've been in a bit of a pullback and sideways moving phase for a good few weeks now. So once we started to break out of that pullback phase with the euro dollar and the dollar yen and quite a few of these other dollar pairs as well, like the pound dollar, and we're getting closer with the Aussie and the New Zealand. So we're not quite in that sort of dollar weakness phase just yet, but we're very close to it, and we are continuing to look for further opportunities to sell the US indices, the S&P and the NASDAQ. We don't think we've priced in enough of what's very, very likely to come down the tracks, and the only problem with that short term is the positivity that we're experiencing with corporate earnings, and we'll see if that is maintained. Yes, we're looking at forward guidance. We're also looking at the earnings as they're rolled out. And because of that pull forward, we're actually seeing more economic activity, perhaps around that pull forward dynamic. And then crude oil looking to sell that around the 61.32. So I think we're just below those levels. Keeping options open has to be an important part of our strategy and approach. We're not really looking to buy the US indices, but we will look at sell them at slightly higher prices if they do continue to rally higher. So we all know the main features of these markets now, hopefully Trump tariffs around, what the Fed will do. Doge seems to be an absolute nightmare, not just for Elon Musk. It looks like there's some sort of... Trump and Elon Musk were always likely to clash. Probably surprised it's happened so quickly, but now he's lost an awful lot of wealth, and buying a Tesla car now seems to be you seem to be supporting his Nazi ideology, which seems to be clear. So it's very, very messy. Not particularly surprised that that's the case. Just surprised, really, that the markets aren't reacting a little bit more aggressively to the downside. That's probably the biggest surprise. So look, keeping options open is quite useful. What I'll do is I'll just post this into the chat box. and we'll let you guys go. This is our trade plan, and we'll wrap it up for the session. So, okay, so listen, on that note, guys, thanks very much for joining us. We're going to leave the narratives as they are. If Trump makes an announcement of rolling back the tariffs, there's a little bit of positivity. If he comes out and says, we're playing hardball with China, or some sort of negative Trump tariff commentary, then we'll expect the indices to drop. And it's unfortunately, we're at the disposal of Donald Trump and his rhetoric, which is sort of often incoherent rhetoric, and we have to sort of navigate around it. And unfortunately, there's no real avoiding it. Okay, so listen, on that note, guys, thanks very much for joining us. The trade plan's posted into the chat box. Hopefully, we've talked around some of these potential trades in a little bit more detail. Any questions, feel free to let us know. We're going to switch rooms now for the European live trade room. So if you can join us for that, fantastic. And we'll have a look at these dollar trades in a bit more detail and the US indices and see what they're likely to do at this point in proceedings, with further weakness as well expected in markets like crude oil. Okay, so listen, on that note, guys, take care of yourselves. Thanks for joining us. And we'll see those of you that can join us, we'll see you in about 1 minute's time. Thanks, everyone. Take care of yourselves. Speak to you soon. Bye for now.